The Bears are suddenly really interesting to people. The Bears are like exciting now. They haven't even are they in camp?
No, they've had the rookie mini camps and they've had the players sort of come to Halas Hall and all that, but training camp isn't until summer.
Why all of the new enthusiasm?
There's a rookie quarterback.
And they always lead us to the Super Bowl.
Mitchell Trubisky panned out perfectly.
I think, listen, I hope Kerry's right. I hope we do win the Super Bowl, but I'm just amused at how jazzed this town is by a guy who they really don't know that much about.
I'm mostly amused that this regime got to pick another quarterback, but that's a different conversation for a different
day. Well, you don't think they picked the wrong quarterback, do you?
It's not that, but they already had a chance to pick the franchise quarterback. And they traded up and drafted Mitch Trubisky, and he was a total bust. And now we're going to let that same group take another crack at it. That's my concern.
Isn't it so easy to Monday morning quarterback selections? You know, somebody working for the Bulls didn't pick Michael Jordan in the or two other teams passed on Michael Jordan.
Houston and Portland.
I mean, so the moral of that story is it's not so easy to know.
If a radio boss crashes the station, ratings go bad, should they get another chance to redo the lineup?
I take your point. So do you think this guy will at least redeem them?
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I will let him play and go from there. But we saw with Trubisky pretty early. I mean, the team was really good defensively. That's the problem. You get lost in the success of the team. They had the number one defense in the NFL. They were top five in almost every single category. They went 12-4. They made it to the playoffs. They're a 7-point favorite against the Eagles. And Mitch Trubisky filled his diaper. He was never ready for the big moment. And they never won because of him. They won sort of in spite of him.
Let's leave Trubisky for a minute with this last question.
Right, Justin Fields. I'm sorry. That's who we're supposed to be talking about.
But will Trubisky ever be a good quarterback in the NFL?
No. He's an average quarterback.
Okay. Is it because he can't complete a pass? What with this being a passing league?
It's because he was doing ballet in the backfield, and when the pocket collapsed, he didn't know what to do.
But that wasn't his fault that the pocket collapsed, right?
He couldn't stand in the pocket and make a throw.
Oh, so it was his ability to be a drop-back quarterback.
He was actually a very good athlete at North Carolina, but
he scrambled well.
In college, he was okay in the pros. He will not be a great quarterback. But I have bad news for you. If you are a Justin Fields person and you think he's going to start week number one, it's a perfect platform. Sunday night football, week one, Bears at the Rams, starting at quarterback, Andy Dalton. PointsBet has a market on who will start week one at quarterback. Dalton was -150 2 weeks ago. We're seeing money on Andy Dalton, -250 now. So you have to put down 250 to win 100. Justin Fields, the underdog to start week number one.
Who would you start?
Fields. I would.
Okay.
What are we waiting for?
Because we're waiting for Andy Dalton. That's what we're waiting for.
Andy Dalton was the backup in Dallas last year. He's not a starting quarterback. The other issue that nobody talks about, if your quarterback is good, he's going to get paid really soon, and that rookie contract, all of a sudden, he's not making $1 million or $2 or $3 million. You're going to have to pay him $20 million, so you want to maximize your window while the player is on his rookie contract.
Okay, so has the line changed on the Bears in the playoffs or the total wins this year?
They've gotten some money to make the playoffs and win the division. Now, they're still underdogs to make the playoffs, but 100 wins you 165, and the pecking order of PointsBet right now to win the NFC North. Green Bay -130, 130 to 100, then Minnesota +270, Chicago Bears to win the division. 100 wins you 375.
So the Vikings. Are the favorite team in the
NFC? No, Green Bay. Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago. But if Aaron Rodgers gets traded, who knows?
And what's the over under on win total for the Bears this season?
I believe it's seven and a half.
Yep. It was last week.
Yep.
Talk to me about college football.
We got win totals now. It's May 27th,
yeah.
And you can bet over or under a team's season win total. Now, 12 games this year, Alabama and Clemson, 11.5. So they have to go undefeated. I don't necessarily like either over there. Ohio State, 11. Oklahoma, 11. Georgia, 10.5. Notre Dame, a lot of Notre Dame people here in Chicago, 9. Northwestern, 6. Talked to Dave Bennett. He said over, naturally. Northern Illinois, 3.5. Illinois?
Yeah.
3.
Really?
That's it. New coach. Lovey's gone.
Where did Lovey go?
Who knows?
Has that been in all the papers? Do people know about that? Lovey's not the coach?
I think most people know that. Brett Bielema is the head coach of Illinois.
Okay, let's move on to baseball. White Sox continue to be the story in the city.
Cubbies are getting hot. We'll talk about them in a second.
Too, yeah.
But the White Sox, yeah, they host the Orioles tonight. I mean, this is a series they should sweep. They're going to be big favorites in every game. They're a 220 favorite tonight. Dylan Cease against Bruce Zimmerman. Orioles are bad. And the White Sox, you know what's been a really fun prop to monitor? You can do this now. Remember you used to go to the games and go, yeah, I think Frank Thomas is going to homer tonight. You just say that to yourself in the first inning. You can bet on that stuff now. So if you like Jose Abreu to hit a home run tonight, plus 250. 100 makes 250. Moncada, plus 390. And that rookie who's starting to get some at-bats, Andrew Vaughn, about 5-1 to hit a home run tonight. That's the biggest craze in baseball right now, betting yes or no on home runs.
So you do that throughout the game?
You do it before the game.
Before the game.
And it's a game-long bet. So you get, if you get Abreu, he's the third or fourth hitter, you get
five
at least, well, if you're lucky, it's a five at-bat game, but you're getting at least four at-bats.
And so how much do I have to bet to make 100? How does that work?
Well, let's say you bet 100. You bet 100 on Abreu, you win 250, you get paid 350.
Yeah, I don't like that bet. I mean, really, but I wonder how many at-bats, you could look this up, how many at-bats does Abreu need to hit a home run? What's his, 12, 10?
I would
like
guess
that?
It's around 12, 13. Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but that's a pretty good place to start.
Yeah, I'm going to lose $100 if I do that.
When Barry Bonds hit, what did he hit, 73, I think, yeah, to break the record, he was hitting a home run every six at-bats or something like that.
The thing was, he was getting walked all the time.
Right, so
he'd lead off an inning and they'd walk him.
Walks don't count as at-bats. It doesn't count. It's not an official at-bat.
Yeah, but I mean, it's for that game. So if technically a Bonds or somebody only gets three or two at-bats, right, then he's not going to hit a home run that game. It's for that game.
I'm just saying, if he goes up to the plate 20 times and walks 10, he only has 10 at-bats. So he could go, you know, 6 for 10, hit 6. Because all he did at that point in his career, he either walked, hit a home run,
or struck out.
Yeah. Which, I don't know how much baseball you've watched this year. Runs have never been lower. Strikeouts have never been higher. Nobody's putting the ball in play.
This idea that we're all tired of the guy striking out is not true, right? Teams and players still are swinging up. They're still trying to hit home runs. And is that really it, Sam? Do you think that's what's happening, that if we just said, hey, guys, level your swing out, go for doubles, go for base hits, and let's play baseball that way, could they do that? Would they do that? Would that happen?
It's a fundamental issue, and the way that the players are trained now and develop now, their swings are lower and they finish higher. There's this thing that took over about 10, 15 years ago called launch angle.
Yeah.
And exit velocity is another metric. It doesn't matter that you get on base, it's how hard you hit the ball and how your launch angle looks, which has changed the way people scout and changed the way teams develop. Yermín Mercedes isn't getting many singles.
Yeah, I know
But that's because it's built in that if I'm going to make it in the majors, I need to slug. I need doubles and I need homers.
Mercedes is fun to watch.
It's been cold. Do you notice this?
No.
He's hitting .150 in the last 7 days.
No kidding. I've got him hitting .400, and he hits a home run every third at bat.
Well, ever since his manager called him clueless and threw him under the bus and then ran him over, he hasn't played so well.
Let's talk about the Cubs.
8-2, last 10. Starting to hit. Pitching's been okay. They've won three in a row. They're favored this afternoon, I guess. 11:35 first pitch in Pittsburgh. Hendricks against Anderson. Cubs are playing well. 26-22. Better than where I thought they'd be.
Yeah.
But you look at the book at PointsBet, still not respecting the Cubbies.
What do you mean?
They are a half game out of first, but they have the third best odds to win the division, and it's not really all that close. Cardinals are plus 125. Brewers are plus 150. So those two are pretty much dead even. Then, at 5-1, the Cubbies. So the numbers guys are saying, okay, good start. Let's see you sustain it. They're not believing in the sustainability.
Maybe that is very good then for the book, right? Because all of a sudden people love the Cubs, even though the book goes, yeah, trust me, you suckers, you go ahead and play this thing because they are not, we'll take your money, we'll take your money.
That's built into the equation.
And what are they giving you, 5-1, you said?
5-1 to win the division. They're only a half game out. So if my point to you is, you listening, if you like the Cubs to win the division or you think they can contend, the bet is really about contention. September 1st, are they in it? Do they have a chance? If you think the answer is yes, you should bet 5-1 right now because that price won't be available
right.
If they hang in the
race. If they continue to do well. Give me your big bet of the week.
This one didn't even cross my radar. Phil Mickelson was 300-1.
Really?
To win the PGA Championship.
Wow, and I put $1,000 on him, by the way.
Somebody fired a $1,000 bet on Phil Mickelson.
Really?
For real. Not like your Monopoly money.
So what did they win then? What's 1,000 times?
$300,000.
Pokey smokes.
King, he didn't even cross my radar. And I throw darts in golf. I'll throw on a guy, Sam Burns, 100-1. This guy's 150-1. I didn't even look at Phil Mickelson.
What a nice story that was. Who do you got winning the Indy 500?
Oh, I haven't made my picks
here
yet
on WGN.
But Scott Dixon's the favorite, plus 380. Then Colin Herta, 725. I'm going to pick my favorite name in this one, if I can.
If you may.
Patricio O'Ward. What a name there. Patricio O'Ward. Where's he from?
I'm going to guess Milwaukee.
Beverly? Is he from Beverly?
I'm not sure.
O apostrophe Ward. Those names don't exactly match up. 11-1 on O'Ward. But you can do top three, top 10. The very popular way to bet the Indy 500 is the head-to-head matchups, like we talked about last week in golf.
Oh, yeah.
King John's car against Sam's car.
Oh, really?
Who wins?
I like that.
That's very popular, and you're only taking on one opponent and not the field.
We are out of time.
I hate when this happens.
The Clippers, the Mavericks, who wins this game?
Clippers down 0-2. They got to win this one. I'm laying 2 tomorrow night.
Nice to talk to you, Sam Panionovich.
I miss you.
It's good to see you in the studio, my friend.